Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. That's where we find Chris Rowland of the DC Defenders. Their leading receiver, the number 2 receiver in the UFL this season. They're getting ready for their championship game against Michigan. They play tomorrow night trying to win a title. Chris, thanks for the time. You're on in the district. How you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy.
You got it. So break this matchup down for us. You guys played Michigan once, and they got the better of you pretty decidedly. But this is a different Defenders team now, been through a lot since. And now we're staring down a championship matchup on a neutral site in St. Louis. What are your expectations?
I mean, we're feeling good going into this game. If you go back and, you watch the film, the game was a lot closer than, what the 38-14 score matchup indicates, man. And, if you look at it, we made a couple mistakes. We're still figuring out some stuff offensively, and we're a completely different team now. We're more well-rounded. And we're more disciplined. And that was a learning moment, at that time. And, we're pretty confident going into this game, man. We're looking forward to it. We're excited. And we owe those guys. So, there's no lack of confidence on our side.
What's the most important thing for you guys to get done here, to get that victory?
Most important thing, man, hey, just take it one play at a time. Don't think about, if something's going to go wrong. Right. We just got to continue to take our shots, at that rock and, and pound it. And eventually, it's going to bust. And we just got to do our part and not get caught up in, the rah-rah and all the glitz and the glamour of, what the Michigan Panthers are doing. Just focus on each and every one of our assignments and let everybody do their job, man. And, we'll leave there with a win.
Chris Rowland this season in 8 games, 42 catches, 522 yards. That's number 2 among UFL wide receivers in the 42 catches. Is actually one of the highest totals among wideouts in the league as well. In a league where so many of you guys individually are trying to get back to the NFL or get to the league, and it's kind of about keeping your individual dreams alive, what about the team part of this? Coming together to try to win a championship and just the importance of that when really, I don't know that you get into the league to win a UFL title. You get into the league so that you can get another shot in the NFL where you've been before.
Well, our coach says it all the time, Coach Harris. He always preaches to us, with team success comes individual success. So, you do your part to win each and every game. I think, it'll take care of itself. I truly believe that. I believe, no NFL team will look at a team that isn't winning. And when they go and they dissect each team and each player, what is this team doing right? Well, they're going to dissect each one and see, hey, you got some key guys here that are doing certain things right, which is resulting in wins over here. So my whole message, you got to ignore that little eye and focus on that big team. So that's kind of what we preach, in D.C.
Have there been moments where that's been more challenging than others to do that?
No. I mean, everybody's, kind of focused on the, same thing, just winning, and if I'm being honest with you, it's not something we all kind of worry about. You know, everybody has dreams, expectations to go back to the NFL, but hey, let's win first.
Our guest is Chris Rollins, returned kicks in the National Football League, played with the Atlanta Falcons, and trying to get back there. He's a two-time now UFL All United Football League teamer, 24 and 25 the last two seasons. Played with the Falcons, the Tennessee Titans, and then professionally outside of the NFL with the Philadelphia Stars and the USFL, and now the DC Defenders. How would you comp the level of play in the UFL, maybe to even the USFL, but certainly to the NFL, for the people that have either only watched it on TV, don't go to the games like I do, or haven't seen much of it but may tune into the championship game?
I mean, you know, there's some differences. Obviously the level of play, is a little less, than the NFL, but I wouldn't say it's a huge difference. I mean, the speed is still there, the physicality of the game. I would honestly say some of the hits, that I've taken in the UFL versus the NFL are much harder because, you got guys, fighting to get back in the NFL, so the intensity, there is there. But as far as, the competitiveness, there is no difference.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chris, do me a favor and compare it back to your college time at Tennessee State. Just to, again, give folks kind of a frame of reference. So I know it's probably between the NFL, the highest league we got, but I'm sure it's, maybe, no disrespect, maybe better ball than you were playing in college. Kind of quantify that for us.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And, taking nothing away where I came from, Tennessee State, smaller, Division I HBCU, the level of play there compared to the UFL, the UFL is much faster, much, much faster. I would compare it to, probably the tops of, college football where, you got the national champions. I would say that it's more closer to that, but even still, the UFL level of play is still higher than that. If I had to give you a true comparison.
Defenders number one playmaker and wide receiver on the outside, Chris Rollins, is with us here on Grant and Danny, one of the top wideouts in the UFL, has the Defenders with Jordan Tamu and company trying to win a championship in the UFL title game. You can watch it tomorrow night. It will be on network television as they try to win a title for DC. Chris, what about the overall product? What would you say the NFL should take? If you were going to implement a couple things that they do in the UFL the NFL doesn't do, what would you translate over?
Oh, absolutely. The 4th-and-12 onside kick option. I think, that's spectacular. You look at the percentage of onside kicks that are recovered, man, it's below 20%. So, with the alternative of the 4th-and-12, I think that would be a great rule to implement. I think, the possibility of comebacks are more likely to happen if they do implement that rule.
Yeah, 6%, it looks like, last year in the NFL. Three out of 50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like you're done. So I totally – and by the way, the play is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a one-off play. It's offense against defense. If you get it, you go from where you were spotted. If you don't, the other team takes over. I love it. What about some of the 2-3-point conversion stuff? How have you found that?
I like that. You know, I do miss the whole, you know, being when you go for one, being able to kick the field goal. You know, I feel like that gives you kind of like a breather, you know, after you score. That's one thing I don't like having to attempt a 1-point conversion. I feel like a 1-point conversion should be a gimme, but I do like the whole idea of a 3-point conversion. I like the 2-point, the 3-point conversion. I think those, which, you know, the NFL already has a 2-point, but if they had to implement a rule, it would definitely be the 3-point conversion, man. I think that's awesome.
So you may, you may have just answered it for something that you didn't care for, but give me something that you go, you know what, maybe a different way of doing it's better.
Yeah. So, I really couldn't tell you, man, like as far as you talking about in general, what I think, you know, they could do better.
Totally.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Well, for the UFL.
For the UFL,
like
I mean,
you were saying you don't like the 1-point play.
Yeah, like you said, I basically answered. I wish, you know, we could bring the 1-point field goal back. I feel like, you know, that, you know, as from a player standpoint, gives you more of a chance to breathe and gives, you know, kickers absolutely, you know, their time to shine instead of just field goals. But, you know, the whole thing with going for it and – you know, I think that's something we could work on because, you know, having to attempt a 1-point conversion, you know, we're basically attempting a 2-point conversion, in my opinion. So,
what about the return game? We got to see the kickoff. It was in the league, then out of the league, then back in your league. But the NFL adopted the old XFL kickoffs last year. And I think people hated it at first because it looks really funky. It's just weird. 5 yards mm-hmm. apart. But I fell in love with it the first time I saw it in the UFL because there were actual returns and there were big plays. And I was like, this is way better than dudes just standing there on the goal line with their arms out for touchbacks every time. But, like, how would you describe trying to return kicks? And there are a lot of times where it feels like, you know, you're just running into a wall still.
Man, that thing, I'll tell you what, that whole play, kickoff return in general is a fast play. But with the new rules, that thing happens really fast, man. You got to pick a hole and go. You can't dance. You can't feel your way through, like, you know, the traditional kickoff, which is what I really enjoyed, man. I felt like I could take my time and kind of feel my way through and find a hole and then explode. But now it's full steam ahead. And, you know, that's one thing that the biggest difference between that and the traditional kickoff. But I like it, man. I mean, it really shows who is a, you know, true capable returner, in my opinion. You know, you got to pick a hole and you got to hit it. You got to hit it hard.
What's the fan support been like for you guys when you've been up in D.C.?
Do what?
The fan support. When you guys been up in D.C., what's the fan support been like?
Man, the fan support's been awesome, man. I mean, you know, the fans in D.C. are relentless. You know, you couldn't ask for a better fan base. I think, you know, everybody talks about, you know, St. Louis and all, you know, the fans they bring out. But, man, there's nothing like the D.C. Defenders, you know, home games. You know, they took the limits from us, which is okay, you know. But as far as, you know, relentlessness, man, oh, man, it gets rowdy and outy.
UFL championship game, winners of the USFL and XFL conferences, that's the DC Defenders, Michigan Panthers tomorrow, scheduled for an 8 o'clock kickoff. They're in St. Louis back at the Dome at America Center where the Defenders won this past weekend. So they're getting comfortable in the Dome over in St. Louis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.